I think that with students, the most difficult conversations have to be with, I don't understand, I'm trying to do the best thing by saying race doesn't matter. That actually that is a huge step forward. Why are you making me see that it matters? And what I tell them is actually the step forward is being uncomfortable. The step forward is acknowledging this difference that you see, right? None of us are actually colorblind. And we don't denigrate that experience of difference. We don't try and make it the same as ours, right? We understand the different points at which it operates. And we sit with the fact that we're not always going to feel okay. What I try and tell students is that we need to not just think about what our own individual experience is like, but we need to actually go beyond ourselves and to try and understand what life looks like for other people, because we all walk down the street in very different racialized bodies. And that means that we have very different racialized experiences.
So what kinds of icebreaker questions can one put out there to even begin conversations?
I think that one of the questions about race that's really important to ask is just, what does your race mean to you? So not how do you identify racially, which is kind of that checkbox on the census, but what does race mean to you? And that goes to the real life kind of material experiences of walking through the world. And I think that for people of color, we can think about what that means, right? I think for white people, because of the way in which whiteness is not named, that that's a harder experience. But I think that it gets for them to name that whiteness and to name those points of privilege that are often unnamed.
There are lots of ways for these difficult conversations to get derailed. How do we get a productive conversation going?
I think that on the outset, you have to acknowledge this is going to be a difficult conversation. Right. It might necessarily be derailed. So that may be part of the immediate process that we're going to be talking about things that are incredibly charged, emotionally charged for many of us, perhaps for all of us. And so there's going to be a point where it's going to feel like it goes off the tracks. But what I need for you to do is to commit to the fact that you're going to come back and we're going to talk some more, or that if I can't talk to you, that you're going to respect my silence. So I think that acknowledging, not pretending that we live in a post-racial world where we can just observe these things from an impartial distance, but in fact, we're all emotionally in the middle of it. So let's think about how do we have very honest, perhaps emotional conversations that are respectful as possible, but that might have to stop. Right. They might be truncated conversations, but then I'm going to agree to come back and you're going to agree to come back and we're going to talk again.